This is part two of my lessons on the effects of sin. I'm going to read again from Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. I'm going to read from Hebrews chapter 11. Where it tells us that Moses, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. A season is a relatively short time, and so it is with the pleasures of sin. It is for a short time, and the pleasures are soon forgotten, leaving behind nothing but ruin and ravished in its wake. 1 John, the second chapter, tells us, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the desires thereof. But he that does the will of the Father abides forever. Sin is like a tyrant. It is a hard taskmaster that makes men do things that bring them to shame and disgrace before their families and communities. Over and over again, they promise themselves they would do better, only to learn that they have no control over themselves. Sin, like a tyrant, reigns in their mortal bodies, and the heart is the throne room. Sin has dominion over him. Sin completely possesses them, and they do its bidding. Sin deploys reason, captures your desires, inflames your passions, and robs you of virtue. Sin steals your health. It will replace the sparkle in your eye with redness and give you eyes filled with adultery. They cannot cease from sin. Sin is deceptive. The serpent was the most subtle beast of the field. And sin, like its father, the devil, who sinned from the beginning, appears in the most innocent and beautiful thought. The beauty of sin is only decorations, a distorted picture that cannot tell the truth. Even a serpent is beautiful. The most beautiful designs and color patterns that I have ever seen was worn by a snake. But do not mistake the outward beauty of the snake for its real nature, for it bites and its venom is deadly. In advertisement, sin is pictured with a beautiful landscape, scenes of real living and the refreshing things of life, alcoholic beverages, and vice-breeding habits are pictured with gaiety, youth, and things that are dear to our way of life. But the real picture is never shown. It doesn't show Skid Row or the gutter. It doesn't picture the broken homes, the weeping children, and the frustrated parents. It doesn't reveal the wretchedness of the insane asylums, reformatories, and the penal institutions. Don't be fooled by sin's appearance, for the Bible says, exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. So you may ask me, is there any hope for the wicked? Of course there is. In Ezekiel chapter 33 and verse 14, this is red letter stuff. This is God talking. He said, if a person turns from his sins and do that which is right and lawful, if he walks in the statutes of life without committing iniquity, none of his sins that he has committed shall be mentioned unto him. And then I hear Paul say in the book of Ephesians, and you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, In time past you walked according to the course of this world. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By faith you are saved. Friend, if you will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will be saved. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.